A proposed $20 million donation to Paul Smith's College in the Adirondacks comes with a caveat. The name of the college must be changed to include the donor to Joan Weil Paul Smith's College. The plan faces a court challenge based on Phelps Smith's will, which included a clause that the school would be, quote, forever known as Paul Smith's College of Arts and Sciences, unquote. College President Kathy Dove met with students Thursday evening to explain the reason for the name change. Alumni and media were not allowed to attend. A small group of alumni gathered across the street. Two-time graduate Abby O'Grady summarized the key concerns many alumni and students have about the donation and name change.
I think the integrity of the school is first and foremost. It's a sellout, and it shouldn't be about money. It shouldn't be about her name. It should be about heritage and the history and the culture that's built here, not $20 million, which is a drop in the bucket for her.
1993 ecology and environmental technology alum Scott Van Laer has numerous concerns about the donation and name change plan.
The will of Phelps Smith should be upheld. And I think it's totally inappropriate for the college to attempt to get out of one forever clause and then at the same time enter into another forever clause with another person. Let's say, hypothetically, if Jack Ma came by and offered $1 billion, the school wouldn't be able to accept it. And it makes no sense financially.
Two freshmen on their way to the meeting passed by and said they had several questions about the name change.
I'm Logan Hazard. I'm from Oneonta, New York. She's given so much and her name is plastered all over the campus. Why does she want to make it so drastic just to, like, you know, let me just cap off the top of the iceberg with my name on the school?
My name's Hunter Gaudet, and I just don't understand why they can't just, like, name a school after them, like Joan Weil's School of Sciences or something like that, instead of naming the whole entire college. There was a petition going around to stop the name change, and there was many, many people who signed it, and I definitely signed it. So I feel like that shows that more than enough people that are applied to the school now think that it shouldn't be changed.
President Dove says college officials had previously met with alumni, but last night was the first time they had discussed it with students.
This news broke over the summer when the students weren't around, and so at the time, you know, we told them that as soon as they get back to campus, we absolutely wanted to sit down with them and really talk this through. And this was the opportunity to do that. We set the meeting up and had, I thought, a very good and robust conversation.
Dove added that while court proceedings restrict how much she can comment, she believes this is a transformational opportunity for the college.
The Wiles are donors who have known us for years. They have supported us for years. Joan has personally been involved with the school, cares passionately about the students and our mission here. And with this gift, will give us the ability to position us just so well for the future.
Paul Smith's Natural Resource Management and Policy sophomore, Drew Caprude, described himself Thursday as a student that's pretty upset, but used a stronger word, before he went to the meeting with the college president. He reported Friday morning that there was a good turnout and students had a number of questions.
She started out really by explaining, like, her side of things and that she couldn't discuss things that were directly related to this case. Starting out, everybody was pretty agitated, as evidenced by people in the room. Everybody had their arms crossed and, like, not very big smiles. She really didn't go into that much detail on a lot of things. She's very professional about the whole thing, as it is her job, but a lot of students, she didn't answer the questions. But there was also a lot of questions that were repeated the same, because people want answers, but she wasn't answering it. The answer was like a not answer.
The college's library and student center already bear Joan Weil's name. I'm Pat Brantley, WAMC News.